Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've got music from percussionist Pancho Sanchez, also some music coming up in just about a minute's time from Christian McBride, and also on a sad note we've got some music from the late Art Porter, a very young musician who passed away recently. And I don't have any details on how he passed away, and I would appreciate anyone calling me in the studio if you have details, 562-5967. Also got music from a great trombonist out of the States, Andy Martin. And last summer at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, vocalist Kurt Elling played here, and we're going to be featuring him a little later on in the show as well. In our second hour of the show this afternoon, music from a great band from Europe, the NDR Big Band, as well as music from Claude Bowling. So strap yourselves in for some great jazz here on In Transition. We're going to start off with some music from a fine bassist out of the States. His name is Christian McBride, and his latest album on the Verve label is really making waves, not only in the States, but around the world. It's called Number 2 Express. And we're going to listen to a composition of Wayne Shorter's entitled Miyako, featuring Christian McBride on bass and some wonderful piano from Kenny Barron. Thank you. Beautiful music from bassist Christian McBride, and Kenny Barron was on piano on that number. A composition originally written by Wayne Shorter entitled Miyako, and that's on Christian McBride's latest album on the Verve label entitled Number 2 Express. I'll be featuring a couple of more compositions from this album a little later on in the show. Right now I'd like to feature some music from vocalist Kurt Elling, and this is from his debut recording on the Blue Note label entitled Close Your Eyes. And speaking to Kurt last summer when he was here at the festival, he's working on a second recording which should be out sometime this month or next month, so you might want to check it out. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to a couple of compositions from this CD, and we're going to start off with a song written by Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond back in the 1950s, and it's called Those Clouds Are Heavy, You Dig? And after that, we're going to listen to a composition from Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, a great songwriting team, and Kurt Elling's version of Wait Till You See Her.
Once upon a time, a cloud, a little cloud, gathered her friends together and began to say aloud, friends, we can't find God, isn't it odd? And they all agreed it was very odd indeed to blow about the sky like a brainless seed. Something's really gone awry when older clouds oversimplify. When they say that it's just another day, it's imperative we be somewhat more truly demonstrative in becoming provocative. Our parents neglect God, it's true, all their world is askew. They go about bickering and scheme of possessing things as though they own us too and own all that we do. Yet they can't understand just how foolish it is to build a house on sinking sand. And when we cry, they say, oh my, you'll grow out of it soon and start singing a grown-up tune. So the clouds made a vow, since the grown-ups had lost God somehow, they would pick something out that would keep them aware that they could take with them anywhere, like a lock of hair or a pear, not an animal or too big. So the little ones looked about and up and down and in and out and came up with a list. They had a feather, erasers and string, pebbles and penknives and pieces of things that they found in their pockets to spare, and which they began to compare. But the shiniest object when looking them over, the thimble was brightest, and so they decided the thimble was rightest for taking along and for knowing God was staying long and in there every day. They knew where to find their peace of mind, playing a game of tag or fame. They simply had to call out the thimble's name. Then one day the smallest cloud took a big fall and dropped the thimble from her hand. And God turned to sand. Just then a wise old woman cloud happened along, and she asked the little cloud, what's wrong? And the little cloud replied, God's gone. But the older cloud knew right away, so she said to the little one, here's your thimble, I found it today. Wait till you see her. See how she looks. Wait till you hear her laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of her glow.
until you feel the warmth of her glance. She is pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free her when you see her. You won't believe your eyes.
That was music from Kurt Elling and a lovely reading of a composition from Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart entitled Wait Till You See Her. Before that, a Brubeck Desmond composition entitled Those Clouds Are Heavy, You Dig. Just want to mention that some of the people playing with Kurt on this CD include Edward Peterson on tenor sax. Vaughn Freeman is on tenor sax on one of the numbers. Dave Onderdonk is on guitar, Lawrence Hobgood on piano and synthesizer, Eric Hochberg on bass, Rob Amster also on bass, and rounding out drums, we have Paul Wertico from Pat Metheny's group. And this is a lovely CD. Again, it's on the Blue Note label, and it's called Close Your Eyes. We're going to go for a couple of more numbers here before we get into some music from trombonist Andy Martin. We're going to listen to a track written by Herbie Hancock, vocals by Kurt Elling, lyrics rather by Kurt Elling, and after that we're going to listen to a composition entitled Now It Is Time That Gods Came Walking Out. This is more music from vocalist Kurt Elling on In Transition.
Living free, you don't need another to give you the answer. Dreaming, you meet yourself, broken, open, living free. So little baby, 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 Thank you. Washing out of time, in control over nothing. Dreaming you meet yourself, broken, open, living free. You don't need enough to give you the answer.
Now it is the time that gods came walking out of lived-in things. Time that they came and knocked down every wall inside my house. New page. Only the wind from such a turning could be strong enough to toss the air as a shovel tosses dirt, a fresh-turned field of breath. Oh, gods, gods! Used to come so often and are still asleep in the things around us, who serenely rise and at wells that we can only guess at, splash icy water on your necks and faces, and lightly add your restedness to what seems already filled to bursting, our full lives. Once again, let it be your morning, gods. We keep repeating, you alone are source. With you, the world arises, and your dawn gleams on each crack and crevice of our failure. February 28th.
Oh, February 28th, of course. I've been waiting for this for so long, I can't wait.
You know, this is gonna be big.
CHO's gone all out this time. It'll be remembered forever.
It'll go down in history.
So you're gonna get in on this for sure?
You know me, I'm a diehard CHUO fan.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Listen to CHUO 89.1 FM to find out.
Here's some music from a wonderful trombonist by the name of Andy Martin, and this is taken from his latest CD entitled Leading Off. Andy's been on the scene for quite some time, having played with many of the bigger stars out there, including Paul Anka, Prince, Barry Manilow, and Neil Diamond, but he also made his mark as well with such stellar jazz performers as Horace Silver, Bill Holman, a great writer, Dick Burke, and the great Latin percussionist Pancho Sanchez. He's also featured as part of the Vic Lewis West Coast All-Stars and has also played with the Metropole Orchestra in Holland. So we're going to start off with a couple of compositions. The first one was written by Andy Martin's tenor sax player, John Cross. It's called Pompeii. And then we're going to follow that up with an original from Andy Martin and Scott Martin, a song entitled The Thrill. This is music from trombonist Andy Martin on In Transition. Music from great trombonist from the States, Andy Martin. And we listened to a song entitled The Thrill, and that featured percussionist Alex Acuna. Before that, we listened to, actually, I just want to mention on The Thrill, there was some nice playing there, interplaying between Stan Scott and Andy Martin, trumpet, alto sax, and trombone all together. Before that, we heard Pompeii, and that featured John Patitucci on bass and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. And, of course, Andy Martin on trombone and some fine piano from David Witham. Actually, we're going to listen to a composition now from David Witham, and it's called Why Not Wayne, and then we're going to conclude with a composition from Matt Canigub, a song entitled Double Bay. The name of the album is called Leading Off, and our featured artist is Andy Martin.
by Night is a unique modern jazz show that features an in-depth look at the movers and shakers in the world of modern jazz from the 1940s till now, focusing on avant-garde innovators on the creative cutting edge who have extended the frontiers of jazz. So join us every Monday night from 10:30 to midnight to hear some of the weirdest, wildest stuff you'll ever hear. It'll blow your mind. That's Fly by Night with your host, David Mock, on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we just listened to some music from trombonist Andy Martin and a couple of compositions, Double Play and Why Not Wayne. As promised earlier, here's some more music from bassist Christian McBride. And you know, when I think of Christian McBride, I think of Ron Carter when he was starting off, how he was on many, many recordings out there. And I think Christian McBride is definitely following in Ron's footsteps. Doesn't matter what recording you buy these days, Christian McBride is most likely the bassist on that session. Well, this is Christian's second release on the Verve label, and it's called Number 2 Express. And we're going to start off with an original of Christian's entitled Grove, and it features Gary Bartz on alto sax, Steve Nelson on vibes, Kenny Barron on piano, and Jack Desjardins on drums. And then we're going to follow that up with a beautiful version of Freddie Hubbard's composition entitled Little Sunflower, and this features Minu Sinelu on percussion and Christian McBride on acoustic and fretless electric bass. So let's start off with an original from McBride and a song entitled Grove. Lovely version of Freddie Hubbard's great composition entitled A Little Sunflower. Some very fine percussion there from Munisinello and some fine bass work from our featured artist Christian McBride. Before that, an original from Christian entitled Grove. And these two selections are featured on Christian's latest album on the Verve label entitled Number 2 Express. Well, I was on the internet this morning and there are reports floating around that sax player Art Porter passed away recently. I have no details as to what the cause was. If anyone does have any details, please call me at 562-5967. But I thought we'd play something from his debut album on the Verve Forecast label, and the song is called Little People. Thank you. That was music from a very fine percussionist by the name of Pancho Sanchez. And that's taken from his latest album entitled Congo Blue, released on the Concord Picante label. And the last song that we just heard was a great number originally written by Herbie Hancock and made famous by Mongo Santa Maria many years ago. In fact, Mongo is on that version that I just played, as well as Scott Martin on tenor sax, Stan Martin on trumpet, Tony Banda on bass and percussion, Ramon Banda on timbales, and David Torres on piano. We're going to continue with three more numbers from this wonderful CD. Right now we're going to listen to an original from Mongo Santa Maria entitled Happy Now, and we're going to follow that up with an original from Pancho Sanchez entitled Mon Pa Mon Po, and we're going to conclude with another original from Mongo Santa Maria entitled Para Ti. This is music from Pancho Sanchez from his album Congo Blue, and you're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the University of Ottawa on CHUO FM. That was music from Pancho Sanchez and a song entitled Mon Pa Mon Po. And before that, we listened to Happy Now and Watermelon Man. We're going to continue with another great band, this time out of Germany. The name of the band is called the NDR Big Band. And NDR stands for Norddeutscher Rundfunk Big Band. Began life as a dance band in 1945 and was one of the first of several German regional radio stations to establish a staff orchestra. The band started to play jazz regularly at the end of the 60s, and when Wolfgang Kunert took over as producer in 1971, he was determined to concentrate more and more on the jazz repertoire. We're going to start off with a composition entitled Superconductivity, and it was recorded on January 28th, 1993, and it features Albert Mengelsdorf on trombone. And right after that, we're going to listen to a lovely version of Django played for us by Chet Baker, and that was recorded April 28th, 1988. A beautiful composition of John Lewis's entitled Django. So let's start off with Superconductivity, the NDR Big Band with Albert Mengelsdorf.
Thank you. Ottawa Community Auto Service is celebrating its grand opening. Check out their fall and winter special. Get a tune-up on a 4, 6, or 8-cylinder domestic or import and get a free 50-point inspection. Oil change, including filter, is only $20.65, tax included. Check them out at 1419 Michael Street or call them at 744-2454. At Ottawa Community Auto Service, you'll find better deals and better service. After all, our goal is to serve you better.
We just heard some wonderful music there from Chet Baker with the NDR Big Band and a lovely reading of John Lewis's composition entitled Django. Before that, Albert Mengelsdorf again with the NDR Big Band out of Germany and a composition from Albert entitled Superconductivity. We're going to go for two more numbers from this wonderful album called 50 Years of the NDR Big Band. Some great music from this fine German radio band. And we're going to listen now to Horace Silver's composition entitled Sister Sadie. And this features Joe Pass on guitar, Joanne Faber on trumpet, and Herb Geller is on alto sax. And after that, we're going to listen to a composition by Heinz Sawyer's quartet and a composition called Sagma. And that features Heinz Sawyer on tenor sax, Bob Deegan on piano, Gunter Lenz on bass, Ronnie Stevenson on drums, and a beautiful arrangement from Jochi Freund, and that's from 1980. So let's start off with a lovely version of Horace Silver's great Sister Sadie. What a band out of Germany. That was the NDR Big Band featuring Heinz Sawyer on tenor sax, Bob Ofken on piano, Bob Deggan, rather, on piano, and Gunther Lenz on bass, Ronnie Stephenson on drums, and a beautiful arrangement there from Jokey Friend. For those of you out there who enjoy the music of Bill Evans, I've got some great news for you. It seems as though 1997 is going to be the year of Bill Evans reissues. And just a couple to whet your appetite include a beautiful box set from Milestone entitled The Secret Sessions. It's a mammoth 8-CD box set recorded live at the Village Vanguard between 1966 and 1975. Another box set from Warner Brothers is called Turn Out the Stars. And I believe that that one is 6 CDs, but none of them compare to the massive reissue that Verve Records will be planning for this spring. It's an 18-CD box set of all the material that Bill Evans recorded for the Verve label, so you might want to check that out. I know I am, and I hope to feature them on my show sometime in 1997. We're going to conclude this afternoon with some music from... Well, actually, I'll give you a little history on what happened here. We're going to listen to some music from A Drum Is a Woman. Now, this was a musical tale whose idea was suggested to Duke Ellington by Orson Welles in 1941. Now, Duke wrote the music and the lyrics for a TV show broadcasted in 1956. The following year, when Duke Ellington decided to recreate it for a French-German television co-production, he recommended his disciple and friend Claude Bolling to assume the musical direction. The thing is, the project never came to be because of Duke Ellington's poor health at the time. Now, 25 years later, through a chance encounter with Jerome Severy and Claude Bolling, they discovered a mutual affection for this unrecognized work, and it was at this moment that Jerome planned the possibility of producing A Drum Is a Woman on stage. Well, we're going to listen to this actual production recorded April 4th and 5th, 1996, and we're going to start off with a composition entitled Congo Square, and then we're going to listen to A Drum Is a Woman Part 2. And if we have any time left, you better know it. And this is from a wonderful CD released on the Milan Jazz label, distributed through BMG. And it's the Claude Bolling Big Band. And the name of the album is called A Drum Is a Woman, originally written by Duke Ellington.
Congo Square. Here the crowd is congregated. They all have such strange, faraway looks in their eyes. You can almost smell violence and fear. Maybe afraid to be there, or maybe afraid not to be there. The stage is set. We'll wait the rising of a curtain that is not down, or even there. Ah, there on the fringe of the clearing, a girl. Her face is pretty and childlike. The rest of her is pretty too, but not childlike. Her feet are so motionless. You get the illusion that the tree stump in the center of the clearing is inching its way toward her. She's oblivious to the wave of desire generating in the crowd, thrilling every gentle touch of the drum. another drop. And another drop. Many drums in counter-rhythm, and for every drum we hear, there is a woman to see. Gyrations accelerate to a frenzy. A sudden stop! And they all go scurrying out of the clearing. Aha! One by one, every head turns to the entrance of the most primitive woman. This, of course, does not mean simple or elementary. She's an exciting, ornately stimulating seductress with patterns of excitement and the power to hypnotize and innovate the will toward total abandonment. This, if anybody, must be none other than Madame Zash. Her every move goes with the beat of the drum, looking straight up to the moon, which highlights her tapering shoulders and tapering black shadows. Shadows rolling and reaching up from the ground in dance formation. There seems to be a four-way thing going with her. The moon, the drum, and her fixated black shadow wallowing around her. Suddenly, a monstrous man reached out from nowhere, snatches her up bodily, and carries her out of the clearing. They disappear, swallowed up by the mist, which are now swallowing up the night. In the distance, a drumbeat fades away. And now it's about time for the Mississippi River to look like a puddle of pink and blue pudding, pistachio and indigo. And the sun and the unrosed lollipop is being drawn up over the horizon into a fizzy bunch of grape-colored clouds.
The drum will follow you to doom.
Well, there you have it. 2 hours of great jazz just passing us by. Join me next week as we feature the music of the great Art Hodes, and my special guest will be Gordon Bennett. I'll also be featuring music from drummer Peter Erskine. So I hope you all have a nice week, and I hope you get out there and buy some of this great music. Coming up next, we have some fine German music until 4:30. My name is Randy McAlligott. Bye for now.